Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. I am Felicia Lockhart, and I want to welcome you to this Friday, December the 17th. And I want to say, gee whiz, isn't it a great day to be alive? And I believe that any day above ground is a good day. Now, with that said, I want to get right into some news topics, shall we? And the lines will be open at your discretion. All you got to do is punch the appropriate number, and I think it's a one, and it takes you right into where you can say what you want to say, with respect, of course. But we've got a few things that are going on in the news right now. First thing I want to do is look at the fact that they just came up and said that there are 89 people in the South Sudan that are dying or that have died of a mystery illness. Mystery illness. And so what the WHO did was send out a team of doctors as well as scientists to figure it out. They sent some researchers out there to just go and figure it all out. What's going on? Why are people dying? Now, if you may or may not remember, just recently, they had a terrible, terrible storm that went through there. And so there's over 700,000 people who are sort of displaced and having a really hard way of it because of the floods, the torrential floods that went through that particular part of the Sudan. But wasn't it just that portion of Africa and that whole area, that region, that they claimed the disease went through? And again, not necessarily the Sudan, but in Africa. It's almost like they're taking their jabs at Africa as a continent. And I say they because, yes, I do believe that anything is possible and you just connect the dots at your discretion. But right now what they're saying is there's 89 people there with this mystery illness that they have passed away of, and they're very concerned, highly concerned that the WHO literally sent in a team of researchers. Now, another one of their concerns is the fact that there are several children in that region. And the malnutrition of said children is of a major concern to them, major concern. And so they are saying, hey, listen, we're not only sending them out here to do the test and figure out what's going on, but we're also trying to help to give some support to this location and this area. My mind goes in a lot of different directions when I see and hear these kinds of things. Here's what I think. You ready? Okay. What I think is going to happen is that they're going to come up with some other mysterious illness that you don't know anything about, but they're going to say it was of those 89 people. 89 people died in an area that has had floods, that has displaced people, that has washed people away. What is the disease? Is it malaria? Stagnant water, because it's just sitting there. So the stagnant water, is that it? Maybe it was some type of typhoid or something? Or what was the issue? What's really going on? What's it all about, Alfie? That's what I want to know. What disease did they die of? Certainly you guys know. Do the math. You just had terrible flooding. Terrible, terrible, terrible flooding. But now all of a sudden you've got a brand new disease, and it's not a new variant of Z that's going around right now. So there's got to be something that's not being said. But I guarantee you very soon you will know about it. You will definitely know about it, because very soon they're going to come to you and tell you what the deal is. What the deal is. Yeah, they're going to do that. If you're new to the program, my name again is Felicia Lockhart, and the call-in number is 515-602-9746. Again, 515-602-9746. You can call in and give us your opinion today, live here on the Felicia Lockhart Perspective, right here on Blog Talk. I want everybody to come on and chime in. First topic, we've got a disease, something deadly, something wicked this way comes, something wicked this way comes to the Sudan. And we want to know, is it possible that the sickness and the illness that they are talking about is already something that they're very aware of, considering what's going on in that region right now? Could it be? Could it be something that they already are aware of? And if that's the case, is it possible that they're using this particular situation or this illness or this opportunity to make more people fearful? Because you do know that fear moves the masses, right? And am I off base? Is it something that's impossible to think of? Is this a far-fetched idea? Don't forget that this particular area, Sudan, had a coup and got rid of their leader, their fearless leader, September of 2021. He's ousted. He's gone. Military got rid of him. He's out of here. This guy doesn't work anymore. So they got rid of him. So you've got a lot of instability going on there, a lot of instability, a lot of unstable terrain, as it were, all right? So I want you guys to give us your thoughts on that. The next thing that I'd like to talk about, which I'm not even sure if anybody here really gets into this kind of stuff, but did you know that they've just found significant amounts of water on Mars? Sort of an odd topic, right? Why would I even bring that type of topic up? Because it's relevant. It's relevant to the exact same climate that would lead our country, as we stated last year, to put up $770 billion worth of our tax dollars to create a UFO force. You see, there is something that they're preparing us for, and I said that last week. They are going to prepare. They're preparing us for something. We may not like the outcome. We may not like the bus or plane ticket, but they're definitely letting us know that something's up. So now you've got Elon Musk. You've even got the guy from Virgin, right, going up trying to get to the sky. I've often wondered how they could even get through the Van Allen belt myself. All right, that's just been one of the things that's crossed my mind and the minds of a plethora of other people, I'm sure. But they just got through telling us that there are massive amounts of water on Mars. And I find this fascinating because why? Well, because this is the target and the eye and the love of Elon Musk's desires. This is his heart. This is his baby. And I don't think enough of us put the pieces together as to why they would choose this opportunity to tell us about this massive amounts of water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave this right here. because it goes along with the story that we're doing right now on Headlines with a Voice on YouTube. And that story has already been done. It's already rendered. We're just waiting to get the approval back from one company because we use some of their stuff on it to see if we can do it and we can put it out. But I'll tell you that there's a lot more truth to this. The United States first decides to create what we have now called the Space Force, which was completely laughable when they first did it, until those in the know began to tell you about things that had already been going on and behind the scenes. Now, Space Force is now got an arm that will actually be its own entity, and that's the UFO, the whole UFO force that we just paid for through our Congress and our tax dollars. They're setting us up for something. I don't know what it is. Can't begin to tell you, but I can tell you you're not going to like the price, and you're not going to like what the outcome is, and you're definitely not going to like who they're going to use to get there first to prove that you can get there. Because Elon Musk let it slip not long ago that there's going to be a lot of people that die trying to get there. Yeah, there are. Where are you going to get a lot of people from? How are you going to get a lot of people, Elon? Very big organization that a lot of these people that run places like Los Angeles is, let's see, their governor there in the state of California. He was a prominent member of a group of kids that were chosen to do some of the things that they're doing right now. He, as well as Jeff Bezos, as well as Bill Gates, several others, were all chosen to be in this organization. And this particular organization, switching reels a bit, actually is an organization that pushes the one-worldness. And this particular group, once you see them laid out in plain sight, the members, including Angela Merkel, as well as a few other, Tony Blair and a few other people, you see how closely knit everything is and how closely knit these folks are and how tied together they really are. When you see this, you're not going to be worried about any of the stuff that they can do anymore. Why? Because you will then see the fabric with which it was sewn, the whole entire scheme, which is how it was sewn to you. You'll see it all. And I've just recently looked at this, and I thought that it was amazing. It was amazing. The name of the organization is amazing. Their children, they took all the kids, and the kids were these people that I just mentioned. And these are the exact same people who are now doing very nefarious things. Even the chick over there, I believe, was Australia. What am I saying? What I'm saying is they got a plan for you. There is a plan. So today with this Friday roundup, we are just bringing up topics of the news that we've just recently dealt with and looked in. And yesterday, just want to throw this out here because this will be another topic that you'll be able to talk about. We're going to throw it all out in the bullpen right now before we take our first break. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about that you guys can talk about, remember, throwing it all out there, is the fact that they have now decided that they're not going to give out the $450,000 to the people, that were separated from their family members. No, they're not going to do that at all. They're not going to do that. They're not going to give up all of that. Are you kidding me? No. We've just decided, the gal says, what did she say? She says, you know, it's okay. I don't think we're going to move forward with that idea. It's just not a good thought process at this time. And so we're just not going to do it. We're just not going to do it. So the parliamentarian is a person who literally rejected the Democrats' request to add that in, to add in giving this stuff to these folks. The ACLU had a fit. They got to talking. They got to saying how they felt about the whole entire circumstance. They weren't happy at all. No, they weren't. They felt as if people were not being fair. Yes. The Build Back Better bill was adding in all this money. Yeah, it was adding in all the money. And so now the Democrats are saying, hey, you know what? We understand that you did this to us. But now we're going to come back with a vengeance. We're going to regroup. They're saying that the Biden administration was not being fair, was not being kind, was not being loving to non-citizens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now what's going to happen? Just what I said would happen, in my opinion, not too long ago. I said not too long ago that what they were going to do was they were not going to give them that amount of money, but rather they were going to make it a big enough deal to where if you decided that you wanted to be against it, well, you wouldn't be so against it because they were only going to give them, say, $250,000 or $150,000. I believe that any amount is too much for people who have broken into your country. You break into the country, and now not only are we going to repay you and give you money, not even repay because only, you know, I don't know who knows where the stuff came from, how much money you started with. So we're not going to repay you. We have the audacity to give you money for breaking in our country. So they got Dick Durbin all up in, he got his knickers in a bunch. Chuck Schumer got his knickers in a bunch. Robert Menendez in a bunch. They all got their knickers in a bunch to play the game because the game is that they already know how the outcome's going to be. They already know that the outcome is clearly we're going to give them something. We're going to give each one of them $100,000. Nobody's going to say anything. Let me tell you something. If you give them anything over a penny, you're going to hear me squawk. Why? Because none of us, not that I would want to and not that you would want to, because all of you are law-abiding citizens, for the most part, for the one person that might be listening who says, not me. You and I cannot go out and commit a crime and go into any other country or go even to this country and get a slap on the wrist and a paycheck for it. Who ever heard of that? So not only are you going to be, are you going to be richer? We're giving you a paycheck for breaking the law here. Well, this is America. This is America. We are going to give you a paycheck for breaking the law. So now Elizabeth McDonough has made up her mind. She says, listen, this stuff has nothing to do with the law. Now, here's the thing. They write in what they want. So if you consider that they write in what they want, what's next? What'll be next? You know what? I don't know who this guy is, but he's pulling something real loud across the street. Probably something that doesn't even belong to him. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the one thing that's on the table for you right now. I also want to put on the table for you guys some conversations you may want to have with us today. We are looking specifically at what is going on with CDC's preferring Johnson & Johnson leave the premises. They are preferring, they like, rather, the whole idea of Moderna and Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson is out the window. So the CDC has said, we don't want you guys to deal with Johnson & Johnson. We only want you to focus on the vaccination, so they call it, that is dealing with mRNA. Why is that? That's one of the conversations that you can also chat about. Yeah, it is. I'm going to let you hear this latest story. I'm going to let you hear this, okay? I'm going to let you hear this. Here we go. I'm going to let you hear it. Because to me, the way that I feel is, I don't know what that was. Sounded like I was having a moment. I thought I forgot because I changed the speed on that, but that was funny, actually. I found humor in that one. Okay, so here you guys go. And it's still so. So here we go. Let's try it one more time. That's the funny piece that I laugh at anything, especially if it's hilarious. But let's go.
A panel of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention unanimously voted on Thursday to recommend that the agency tell the public Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines are preferred to the Johnson & Johnson's product. The Pfizer and the Moderna are both based on messenger RNA or mRNA technology. Just hours after the vote by the advisory panel, the Advisory Committee on the Immunization Practices, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, endorsed the recommendation. She said, quote, "Today's updated recommendation emphasizes the CDC's commitment to provide real-time scientific information to the American public. I continue to encourage all Americans to get vaccinated and boosted," Walensky said in a statement. For Headlines of the Voice, this has been the Lockhart News Brief.
Okay, so you see that, right? You see that? So they literally stood up and said, we prefer this. Now, if that doesn't sound like a conflict of interest, even being able to stand up and say, well, yeah, we you know, we only want you to go with the mRNA. Don't go with this one. Why would an agency that swears up and down that they are a government arm, why would they be able to stand up and say something like this? Why? Isn't that amazing? You ever think about that? How are they able to stand up and say, we don't want Johnson & Johnson at the party, so we're going to get our own advisory board, all of which are their buddies and friends, people that's worked with them before, people that have been around them all this time. They are going to now agree that we don't want any mRNA voided companies invited to the party. So if you don't have any mRNA in you, then you're not invited to the party, and we're not going to give you the thumbs up. No, as a matter of fact, they were giving Johnson & Johnson the blues back last year when they came out and said that Johnson & Johnson was responsible for them giving, for them actually giving people the thrombosis. And yet, once we looked at the numbers, we discovered that BioNTech, as well as Moderna, had actually had more incidents of thrombosis, as well as pericarditis, is it? Somebody correct me. But nobody's here to correct me. There's only, what, five or six of us. But you guys know what I mean. That, as well as the heart attacks, they were having more incidents of that, especially the blood clots. Okay? Many more than the Johnson & Johnson. And yet, they wanted to beat the Johnson & Johnson up publicly because of the fact that what they really wanted you to do was to have this altering, DNA altering, put inside of your body. We're going to open up all the lines as soon as we come back. We're going to have one song, and that'll be our little break, and then we'll come on back. You guys can give us a call here at 515-602-9746. For the Lockhart Perspective.
If you're gonna do it,
And that was Joel 3, written and sung and produced and all that good stuff by nobody other than Ronnie Mann. There's a couple of other stories that I, first of all, before we go into any of the calls that I see people have their hands raised, I want to talk about a couple of other things before we go into any of this. And that is the rest of Biden's agenda. Now, it's important for us to understand that going into this new year, we may see a bunch of great changes with him, as well as the folks that work with him. And some of those changes are going to leave us a little, especially for those folks out there who may have voted for him. You may not understand exactly what it is that you're going to be looking at very soon here. You're going to say, well, gee whiz, what did he do? Let me first preface it by saying this. What I just shared with you about all those other people who went to those different schools, who were actually chosen. These children were chosen. The people are now adults, and now you see them running run shocks. People say, well, how come they're not following our rules? Why aren't they looking at our Constitution? What's the problem? Well, the fact is that these people were placed here. If you look at, you look at the story, they were all placed here. And because they were placed here and because they were, made to do what they're doing, you're not going to see your country anymore. It's not even being held hostage. It just doesn't exist. Now, Schumer says that the Build Back Better will be delayed. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer on Friday acknowledged that talks between President Biden and the centrist Senator Joe Manchin will continue, a clear signal that Biden's sweeping climate and social spending plan will not pass this year. Quote, the president requested more time to continue the negotiations, and so we will be keeping or will be working with him hand in hand to bring this over the finish line, as well as to deliver the much needed provisions. This comes from Chuck Schumer. He said in the most recent remarks on the floor, he did not provide any clear timeline for when the more than 2,000-page bill might eventually come to the floor. But he did say, the subtext is that his statement was that the Congress will adjourn for the year without a Senate vote on the Build Back Better bill. Can you say that three times fast? The Build Back Better Act, despite his efforts to get the bill passed by Christmas. The Democratic senators say that the Senate parliamentarian has also has to finish meeting with both sides to advise on whether the components of the bill meets the Senate's stringent Byrd rule. All right. Now, the Health and Education, Labor and Pensions Committee and the Finance Committee, two panels that have broad jurisdictions, have yet to hold partisan staff meetings with the parliamentarian, sources say. Friday is expected to be the Senate's last day in session this year, and Schumer is working on a deal with the senators and the conservative senators at best to move to a batch of Biden's stall nominees before the weekend. Now, Schumer indicated that the blockade of the Biden's most non-controversial nominees is the main thing keeping the Senate in town. Quote, 150 of President Biden's nominees are stalled by a handful of Republican senators who have hijacked the rules of Senate for no other reason other than to obstruct for what its own sake. They're trying to just do it for their own sake. Okay? Now, it goes on to say that the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Thursday that most Republicans are eager to get out of town and are glad that the Build Back Better bill didn't pass this year. Quote, they are in a good mood about getting home, I can tell you that. Well, I'm surprised any of them are all hanging out together anyway, the way they want you to stay away from your mama and your papa. But anyway, I digress. Schumer remarks about the state of the Build Back Better bill followed in a statement released on Thursday evening by Biden providing an update on his talks with Manchin. Biden said that Manchin reiterated his support for the Build Back Better funding at the level of the framework I announced in September, he says. referring to the $1.75 billion or trillion dollar framework released in the fall. Biden advised that his talks with Manchin will stretch at least into next week, leaving Congress no time to pass the bill before Christmas. Quote, that will continue next week. It takes time to finalize these agreements and prepare legislative changes, as well as to finish up the parliamentary and the procedural steps needed to enable a Senate vote, he said. The president also called on Democrats to make a push to pass voting rights legislation as soon as possible. We must also press forward on getting voting rights legislation and make the progress on this as quickly as possible. Now, the voting rights that we're talking about, who are we talking about? Whose rights? What rights? What rights are we speaking of? Whose rights? I don't know, because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people that are a little misled about the Voting Rights Act, the voting rights laws. You know, frankly, really, does your vote really matter is a question that some younger people are asking. Some older people are answering, no, it doesn't. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on. So I want to thank all of the callers that are in. I want to thank you and tell you how much I appreciate you for being here with me today. Now, this whole entire story with them saying, well, we're going to go on ahead and we're going on vacation. We're not going to come back. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to vote or anything because, well, you guys, you know, you're not playing ball the way we want you to. He says, but we must also press forward on voting rights legislation and make progress on this as quickly as possible. I had a productive conversation today, he says, with several senators about how we can get this vital legislation passed. Quote, our democracy is at stake, he says in a statement. Schumer on Friday affirmed the shift in the priorities to voting rights legislation after Manchin objected to including a one-year extension of the expanded child tax credit in the Build Back Better Act. He noted that the Senate Democrats would meet with Marty Payone. Sounds like some type of really big gangster, the Marty Payones. Or is it pay on or pay one? Who cares? A former secretary of the Democratic Conference and the parliamentary expert to discuss the rules changed to allow the Democrats to pass the voting rights legislation with the simple majority vote. Manchin and centrist Senator Kristen Sinema, Arizona Democrat, however, have already ruled out changing the filibuster to pass a voting rights bill. So there's that. There is that. There is that. That's it. That's it. You move on, buddy. You just move along. Move along. In the voice of Chester Cheetah. You just want to keep it pushing. So I don't know. I don't know. This whole spending up every bit of money that you can spend and then, you know, turning back around to double back and now come back and try to add something to the party. None of this stuff seems to make any sense to me. None of it makes any sense. None of them is it's just not helping at all. Now, I'm not sure if everybody has seen this, but as it relates to the COVID shots or what they call them, because I'm not calling it a, you know, vaccination, it is a shot of something. But the children now are having some issues. And I submit the reason why we've not really seen so many children as far as the public news is concerned is because they're not using regular people's kids. They are using children at the beginning who are wards of the state. And they are the parents. That's sad, isn't it? That's sad. That's who they're using. Because this is all still in one particular facet, and that is this is still an experiment. It is still an experiment. Just read the other day where we got some news report story about several children that were given an inoculation in Virginia. It was Virginia and it was a couple of other states, and they were given the wrong doses. No, they weren't. The doses that they gave them was the doses that they wanted to give them, that they had to give them. Because if you understand how they go about doing trials have to have different variables. Trials have to have different ways of being meted out or being tested. So what am I saying? What are you saying, Felicia? Here's what I'm saying. While you're doing this investigation or while you are doing your clinical trials, which this still is, and we already know that, you have to show that children of this age or this range or this, you know, whatnot, they receive this much. This is the response for this group. And within the children's group, this group of children or 100 children receive this much. So you have their findings. So what I'm telling you is that each and every accident that they publicize is not an accident. It's literally what they have to do when they're doing any clinical trial. They have a group A, a group B, and a group C. And in each one of those groups, different scenarios need to be brought to the table so that way they will be able to tell you exactly what happens if you do X. But in order for them to have this many children have it done at the same time, they had to come out and say, well, we made an accident. We gave the incorrect amounts. And we're sorry about that. Oh, but then again, there's nothing that's going to happen. The exact same accident happened a couple of states over. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the amazing part. That's why I'm telling you, it was not an accident. It happened, but it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen because in order for you to have any type of findings at the end of a clinical trial, you must have all of the data, and the data has to be for each different scenario. And that's the reason why they started with one age group, and then they went down and they really were blatant in telling us who they're really after. The truth of the matter is that they don't just want your kids. They want the DNA of your children because we're dealing with witches and warlocks. You're dealing with witches and warlocks. I said it. It was me. It came out of my mouth. That is what is going on and what has always happened here. And so now they've got a grander scale. If we thought that they were doing something when they were actually digging around there in the when they were digging around in Haiti, oh, that's nothing. Now they're on our soil doing it. And when you didn't care about Haiti, which a lot of people, well, I don't care about anything going on over another. I only care. Mm-hmm. But see, you should have cared because now they're here. And based on the information that I shared with you at the very top of the hour with regards to all these people who were taking different classes and who were actually in organizations that now set them up to be the governor of California, all right, to be the prime minister of a country, those particular organizations paid a lot of money to put those people in place to ruin the planet. But listen, they did it in such a strategic way. They did it in such a strategic way. They were not secretive to themselves. They were secretive to you, but they was not secretive to themselves. Their strategy was get them while they're young and bring them up. Now, look who's made more money than anybody last year. Jeff Bezos, he was one of the guys. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos was one of the cats. He was one of the people who were literally out there doing their thing. He was one of the cats that were going to the classes that was a part of the school that they had selected all these special children. And now these are the very same individuals that are leading the charge, that are telling you, no, we don't want your kids. So basically what I'm saying is, when you know this information, what do you do as a country? When you see that you've been taken over from the inside out, do you still just sit back? At what point are we going to get angry? At what point? At what point are we going to keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it? And see, the women, we're just, okay, we can only do so much. Where's the men at? Where are the men? Talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. Meanwhile, the tanks are rolling down the street and they're still talking about it and talking about it and talking about it amongst each other, but they're talking. They're getting someplace because at least they're talking. There's some communication going. I'm going to pick on somebody right quick here. I'm staying right here for a second. And I don't mean to make anybody upset, but I do want to make you move to do something. Do you know how to get in touch with anybody who may still be normal in your local government? Do you know how to get in touch with anybody that is still normal, that has a hand in your federal government? Do you know anybody? Are you preparing your community? Because if the corruption is so far up, then possibly the only thing that you can do is ready your neighborhood. Well, are you spearheading that, sir? Because what they've done over the several years is they have monitored and watched us. They know what we do. That's the reason why they're able to put up Planned Parenthood right across the way, or not far from McDonald's. Planned Parenthood right across the way and not far from these meat packing plants that are not packing meat. McDonald's, not far. That's the reason why they're able to do this. They're able to do the things that they're able to do right in our faces. We can know about it, but they do it right in our faces. They get people to literally become parts of organizations from children all the way up. And then when they infiltrate our country like they have done, we're sitting here now talking about the laws and the rights and the Constitution and our amendments and all these things. But what we fail to realize is there has been a regime that has taken over this country that has no concern with our Constitution, with our laws, with our amendments or any of that. They do not care about that. As a matter of fact, they could give less than two rips about it because they were put here to do what they are doing. But are we on our job? Are we coordinating within our community? Do you know your neighbor? I'm sure you do. Well, what's your neighbor's mindset? What do they think? What are they talking about? Huh? What is the neighbor talking about? Is the neighbor talking about anything of significance? Are they? Are you guys hanging out together and you guys are coming up with a plan, something that you can do to fix the situation? Because at this point, you better not give away your buddy that you keep on your side. Your sidearm, you really better not be one of those folks that think it's okay. That I would really, really, really not like to see. That would really be bad. I hope for your sake. I hope for your sake that you are not that person. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because we're in trouble here. Because the people that are running this place have nothing to do with this country. These are straight up, and I'm not even going to say the communist word, because we got communists that live right here in the United States that's been here for ages. They got organizations that are literally set up here, literally set up to do exactly what they're doing. So they've been here. The communists have been here. Mm-hmm. They have. So what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't think we even know. I don't even think we know.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Miss Felicia. You been all right?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Busy, 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 running from one podcast or something to the next, but I'm here.
Hey, that's good. I'm always glad to hear you. You're like a breath of fresh air in the dark of the night.
Well, hallelujah. How you doing today? What's going on with you?
I'm sitting here looking to hear all this good information. And you're right, the communists have been here. They actually got offices already that's been lined up forever. They had one, I think, down there in Boston, Massachusetts, the official communist party.
Yeah.
So that is actually very true. Now, but the problem is that you got the communists in the local government. On the local, federal, and executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
He's really everywhere. He's almost like a, it's almost like a infestation. But the problem is, you don't, people, yeah. But there's so many of them that but there's so many of them that, you know, they don't, people don't even pay attention. Really. They just say, well, you know, that's a conspiracy. You know that old thing, isn't it? Oh, that's just a like little conspiracy in your brain. Well, I told you already, lately. I read it 3 times. Now, I didn't even know about the thing about the state with the children, but I will say this. That is more understandable because, hey, if you stay property, you kind of don't have no choice. Well, somebody who had a choice wouldn't just go along with that. So I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. I didn't even really think of it that way, but it is what it is. But nevertheless, that's something I'm glad
because
to know
think
about
it. Think about it. If you have the children already, you know, in your custody, and you're saying to people, well, now we're going to open it up to see this and that, and we're going to open it up to children this age to that age, letter, you know, number one, you've already been doing it on the children that you've got custody over. You've already been doing it to them.
Well,
now you just want to add more to the party so that you can get a little bit more differences. You know, this is a very murderous group of individuals that we're dealing with right now. And there's not really a nice way to say it. There really is not.
It's funny you said that, but I just met a guy the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, today actually. And he was saying that he showed him a video of Risa Islam and Biggie Dillard from a couple of days ago. And he said, the guy said, man, you might be right, man, because I had a blood clot, man. And he said, I thought daggone that blood clot was from me driving a forklift at work all night. He said, man, I hope that blood clot ain't coming that shot. I just took that booster, man. You know?
I can't hear you because that sounds like some good stuff you're talking. Now what?
He said that we were talking about this video by Risa Islam and Vicky Dillard a couple of days ago, uh-huh. Right? And he said he was showing his wife and his sons and stuff. And he told me, thank you for sending me that video. He said, because I'd be always talking to my wife about these things. And so the guy, other guy said, but he had a friend of my head he sent it to. And he said, wait a minute. He said, man, I hope I didn't get it from that shot, man, because, you know, I just took that booster, man. He said, the doctor told me it probably came from, you know, me driving the forklift at night at work and, you know, probably being stiff and not getting no circulation on the forklift. I said, but he said, man, I hope it ain't come from that shot, man. I said, yeah, it probably came with a shot, dude. You know. But the dude thought it was from getting a forklift at night. You've been working forklift for a long time.
All but do you see how the doctor put that in his mind? Do you see how the doctor dropped that little seed in his mind? Oh, it could be from doing this. Could be. Well, no, I'm not paying you for the could be. I just need you to take a look at it, period, and then I can go from there. But he dropped that seed that it could come from you driving at night. How long has he been driving at night?
Yeah, he did.
The forklift.
I think he's been driving at the forklift for a long time. that's thrown out the window. But he said, yeah, man. But he said, man, that video you sent me is good. Now, the other guy told him, man, he sent it to another friend of his. And the other guy told him, man, I don't give a damn what you say. Daggone. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly and go on my trip. You ain't daggone. He said, you just talking conspiracy theory. You can't believe everything. Then I had a woman I know this week. The daggone, I'm actually, you know, I know her very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, wait a minute. But I already told you about the thing. She was like, well, you know, I got to go to nursing school, you know, stuff like that.
The funny thing is that people think these jobs are going to be here in Tomorrowland. You know what I'm saying? They really think that these jobs are going to be here in Tomorrowland. You were just, you know, most people. And I just want to say this because working in human resources as many years as I have, sister, brother, you were the same cat or chick that was getting written up every time you turn around, and you were already one notice outside of being kicked out. You just one notice outside of being kicked out. You had one more notice to go, and they were putting you out on your third strike. And now you're going to go and give up your health and take this shot for a company that was going to fire you anyway? Now, what happens if you go get the shot, and then 2 weeks later, they can you? What do you do then?
Got it for the daughter, too. Got it for the daughter.
She got it for her daughter as well?
Mm-hmm.
How old is the daughter?
Twelve.
Did you say 12?
Okay. So the baby's 12. Yeah, the baby's 12.
Mm.
That is
nevertheless, the thing. Things happen.
Things happen.
I mean, you know, but But at least I did, you know, try to put it out there and stuff like that.
You did your part.
But, hey, it is what it is. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, they actually gave me props for telling them about it. Actually, they already knew how I felt about it. They just, I don't know. It is life, man. You know, sometimes you got to live with the decision you make. At least I tried. I mean, well, I didn't really have to try. They already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just been reaffirming, right? Nevertheless, it is what it is, you know. Sometimes you win some, you lose some, Miss Felicia, you know.
Yeah, and it's really sad. And my heart has been to the point where, like yours, I don't understand, you know, because you talk to people and you think that after you've spoken to them that they, you know, that they get it. And you're like, all right, cool, I made it through that person. I shared with them all of the documents and everything. But it's something about the face of a rich basketball star or a rich woman that they watch on TV. All right. It's something about the look of the opposite on television. I know that in the black community, some of us don't believe anything until a certain person says something, and then we go for it. And it doesn't matter how much truth that was given to us prior to that, we're going to opt out of believing, you know, such and such. Because, well, a prophet is without honor in his own land. You can bring a lot of information to the table, and some people will not even pay attention to you. Caller from 607. Go ahead.
Okay. I know that me and Miss Felicia exchange a lot of information back and forth. So, you know, when people, you know, don't listen to you sometimes, you know, right? You're like, damn, what am I doing this for? But, hey, just like the guy woke up, hey, they realized, they said, man, the father was that blood clot, man, and that daggone shot, man, once he saw that video. He might have been woken up, man. It might be too late, but he might say he's going to get another one.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't either.
No.
I hope he doesn't either. We have a caller from 607-281, Bernard, 607-281. Hello, caller. Hello. Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. How are you today, and what would you like to talk about? We've thrown a lot of topics on the table. What would you like to share with us today?
Felicia, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel Manziel.
Hey, when you guys were talking about the people taking the shot for their jobs, one thing people might want to remember is that, and you were saying something about, you know, the jobs not being there. Eventually, they're going to replace us with.
Come on now.
Computers. They're going to replace us with AI. So all y'all that are taking these things and the people that aren't, they don't care about the job because they already have plans to replace you anyways. They just want to threaten you with your job so you'll take it. Well, that's not the only thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know.
Do you think
they've
got
to meet their Georgia? Go ahead.
Is there any company that you think that would be able to not be, you know, is there any company that would not necessarily fit that bill? And if so, which one do you think it would be, the type of industry, I should say?
IT.
Right off the top of my head.
Ronnie said
IT. I can't
IT.
Think of.
You hear Ronnie?
What
he said
say?
IT. Ronnie, he just said to you and me, IT.
IT. Oh, the people who actually go in and program it, the humans that go in and program the AI. Well, eventually AI will become so already learned that they may be able to control themselves, make up their own plans, make up their own programs, their own algorithms, and work on themselves and each other. But you will always need humans, probably, to overlook things.
And that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking that they'll always have to be that one human being that will sit there and sort of monitor stuff until it goes cuckoo. Somewhat like what we were talking about with the, which I don't think a lot of people even know this right now. And what we were talking about, the restaurants that are just going drive-through, and then they have some of the test pilots for the restaurants that are not just drive-through, but have nobody in them. And they just may have one person. You know, remember that? Well, we were talking about the one that just has like the one person sitting in there sort of watching the machine, watching the arm make the sandwiches. And then there was the fry machine that made the fries. So a lot of these people who think that they are, you know, coming up because they're getting the $15 an hour, that will be a that'll be just enough to get your quality of life up just a bit, only to drop you and have no way to pay for the stuff that Schwab says that you're going to own nothing and be happy with. You'd be renting all the stuff that you got.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And to rent everything, what will you have to do? What jobs will there be for humans?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the human hackers that go up against AI.
Which will be few and in between, because you would figure that the AI would be able to pretty much maybe they'd be able to figure out what you're going to think, you know, do before you're about to do it, because you need it to do what you're going to do. I don't know. I thought I'd try it.
You know, like I said, all these people taking these juices, they're just using your job to manipulate you. Because they don't actually need us, and they need to get rid of more and more and more of us. So it's really not about, caring.
Mm-mm. And that's what makes me, and you know what, I don't think we know about the companies that may have been incentivized to force their workforce to do this, because it's blatantly against the law. This is not something that's just mildly against the law, that's just a suggestion that it's not lawful. This is blatantly against the law. As a human resources manager, I would make sure that all my managers knew not to accept any letters from physicians on their employees' behalf. All of that needs to be sent up to the corporate office. It doesn't stay down at the local level. Why? Because your manager, he or she doesn't owe you anything. And they're not going to be secure with your information, even though they've had to go through classes and sign off on stuff that says they're going to be quiet. They don't. Your personal business ends up getting out anyway. So it's so much to the point to where a company does not have anything to do with your health. Do you know that if you call out of your employer that they legally cannot even ask you why? You're just telling them you're not coming in. If you're going to take a sick day, well, then you opt to take a sick day. But they can't ask you, well, what's wrong with you? As if the question is going to somehow give a remedy. Asking me the question is now going to remedy me the problem? No, it doesn't work like that. I will not be in today. I am using a sick day. Thank you. And hang on.
A lot of companies, that's not how they're set up. A lot of companies, they want their managers to handle that stuff.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I'm telling the employees.
And your personal.
Go ahead.
Your personal info does get out amongst all the employees.
Yeah. Aren't you? Because managers aren't set up that way, wouldn't you say? Managers aren't set up with all the ethical background teaching and all of the laws and how much a person or a company could be fined if they're found guilty of X, Y, or Z, plus punitive damages and plus everything else. A lot of people are not aware that if you go and you do X, Y, or Z in a company setting, that you are that company's spokesperson. And while you're working for that company, everything you say to an underling is considered the company. It's not considered your mouth. So if you take an employee's information or their business and you run rampant with it, and you take their health care issues or their health situations, you know, out and start telling people, well, then the company is going to be held liable. Why? Because you are an agent of the company. And what you do while working as an agent of the company is the company. So that is the reason why I'm saying there has to be some type of financial gain or promises made to the large, large companies. You know, for example, the big names. Somebody has to offer them
something. I'm
sure there
is. I mean, I've heard of that. I've seen that in the news.
Mm.
I can't right off the top of my head remember what companies it was, but, yeah, there are incentives.
Mm-hmm. You know, make your people do it, and your top staff is going to get, you know, $1 million at the end of the year.
Doctors,
know?
Too.
Doctors are the biggest joke now. They are the biggest joke to me right now, because they are not you listen, I could understand if you can tell me that you were doing something because of fear and you don't want anybody to hurt your family. But these cats are doing it because of money. They are doing what they're doing because of money, even down to pediatricians. There is no ethical, there are no more ethical men and women that are like that. Of certain, you know, not 100%, but a great deal of them. A great deal of them now have no, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
I was just saying they have no ethics anymore.
No, there is no, it seems like every bioethical law has gone out the window. Because in bioethics is all the ones I've read anyways, the papers, the individual retains all rights compared to the rights of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So the individual has the rights,
mm-hmm.
not the whole, not what the whole is concerned about doing.
Mm.
And I've wondered, as far as like our DNA, our DNA, all of our DNA is so unique per person. How do they have any right to touch our DNA in any way, shape, or form, even if it is for the quote-unquote good of, you know, humanity? Let's say, you know, that's what they're saying. But still, that's our unique DNA. How do they have a right to touch our codes at all?
You know, I think we give a lot of that away. I just want to say this because I know that I think they're doing what they're doing because they know people won't have any fear, all right, of they have no fear because they've already been conditioned, the conditioning of the mind. They've already been conditioned to do X, Y, or Z. And so the unfortunate part is let me give you a quick example of what I mean by being put in a position to do this. All right. They have been conditioned to give away their personal information. And let's start with this. It starts by something small. Yeah. Most things start by small stuff. Most things that you find yourself into later on started out because of something tiny. So maybe you go to the grocery store and they want to take your phone number so that they can give you a nice coupon card. Well, that's a little bit of your personal information, albeit it's not your DNA. It's still something that belongs to you. Now, fast forward to them wanting your, not just your phone number, but now your phone number and your email. And well, you set precedence within your own heart and your own mind, your own household by giving away your phone number. So it's okay. It's just, you know, it's just an email. Then they come up with a nice tricky way for you to find out about your ancestors. And so they say, if you want to know if you are Russian or if you are, you know, Creek or if you are this or you are that, go on ahead, send this in. Take a little bit of your saliva, take a little bit of this and that and put it inside of there, fill out this questionnaire, send it back to us. And in the X amount of days, we're going to tell you exactly what our findings are based on the people who are in this pile already. Well, then you go and you do that. That DNA that you just put in there will not only be used to go in ahead and determine whatever fun thing they're trying to get you to buy up with this dime, but it will also go as now being a part of their property. Because what you find when you're done with that is you give them permission to do whatever they want with the residual. Well, because you got what you wanted, right? You paid the amount of money you were paying for them to tell you about your heritage. So now we're just going to do what we want to do with the rest. Now your DNA is gone.
And now I to think about it, every individual body that has ever like been burnt up in a fire, in an explosion, in a plane crash, that they try to identify, they go to the family members, don't they, to get the DNA?
Yes, they go to the family members, the DNA. The dental is also very, holds a lot of the DNA, even though it is through a fire. For whatever reason, and Dr. B was supposed to be here with us today, but he's definitely coming in another few days. I should say it that way. He's not here today,
and
but he will be coming.
Anybody who's been in the military, they've got your DNA. And I'm not sure about police and firemen.
Well, I think there was a law, wasn't it? Wasn't there a law?
And now, I think so. And I know, like, even, like, felons have to give their DNA. When my son committed a crime and he was underage, they tried to get his DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, DNA.
There are several ways. There are several ways, and they always tout it as being what's for safety's sake. But then they take these young guys and they take their DNA, they stick it in a bank of DNA, and then all of a sudden you find they say, oh, we got a hit. It was Bob the Builder down the street, and Bob the Builder wasn't even in town at that time. But maybe he has a similarity. Maybe he's closely related to his cousin, and maybe his cousin's DNA isn't in the bank. Maybe his cousin did it and he didn't, but that DNA matches him pretty closely. You can still figure out who's who by a relative. Sure you can. They have plenty of DNA kits that are out right now for people who are trying to figure out the paternity of their child. And if they don't have the father around, all they need is one of his family members to figure it out if this person has anything to do with it. So they're using DNA in a lot of nefarious ways. And then to their credit, there are some good ways that they are using it. But it's the bad ways that we are really concerned with right now. Because our DNA, our markers, as you just got to saying, our personal business is inside of each one of our, each of our DNA. Everybody, even twins are different. And they're born sometimes in the same pouch, especially identical twins. You know what I mean? They're born in the same booby hatch.
Yep.
And so with that in mind, your DNA is most assuredly something that should never be tampered with. But now, because of convenience and safety's sake, we are now saying, okay, I just want to know some information. 323-763, good afternoon, and what do you have to say?
Probably a lot. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Because you're talking about the dissemination of personal information done incrementally. How about Facebook? How about Google? How about, well, not YouTube, but even though YouTube, you can put comments on there. Mm-hmm. When people got on Facebook, they always thought it was just a plain, innocuous sort of social media. But then as mm-hmm. they started asking you about your personal information, they started organizing it into a database. Mm-hmm. I always thought that Google, Facebook, YouTube were probably funded by the government. And now look, Facebook is part of the big tech that censors people. And they've been not stealing your information, but but compiling it. And no doubt to me, they're giving it to the government. As you just finished saying, and there's always good parts about it. I mean, if you wanted to get Facebook ads and start a business using their particular database, you can do that. But if everything that is about you is known by the government, and it is, then when we have a government such as we have today, it is not exactly in America's best interest to have that. They were perfecting the government, the Pentagon. They were perfecting ways of using individual profiles of the Iraqis and Afghanistans in order to propagandize them, to find out their movements, to know more about the people. And now they're using that same technology against us. So, yeah, I have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. And I think you put it very well. You put it together so eloquently. So let me ask you on that. You see then what most of us possibly see, that it did start out by telling us that it was only going to, that it was for us and it was for our safety, and they needed to, you know, they needed to make sure that they put it all together so that we would be okay. Do you think people who give up their, you know, their freedoms for safety are even worth a hill of beans? Or have we all been victims of this? And have we all been the perpetrator of it in a way?
Well, we've all been victims, but there are ignorant victims and there are stupid victims.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an ignorant victim, I have sympathy for you. I have pity for you. If you're a stupid victim, in other words, if you're being told that the government is doing this and the person who's talking to you about it is willing to share information and the stupid one is not willing to take a look at it, well then, okay, you're a dope. You're not willing to take in information simply because your confirmation bias is running around in your mind. But me personally now, I'm of the mind that you can't save everybody. Those people who are that stupid, not ignorant, but stupid, I'm not going to even try to save them. And if there's an opportunity to save them and keep them on the island, as it were, where they can perpetuate their stupidity, I would say I would vote them off. No.
They got to go.
Well, people definitely need to get voted off the island. People definitely
need to go off
the
island. You are so right. They got to go. I'm sorry. They were doing like, who is that guy on the boat? You guys know the guy
on
the boat?
There's a few of us
that
need to get voted off.
Yeah, who?
You're gone.
You're out of here. There's no chance of you hanging around.
Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired. Get on off with his head.
I mean, because, when your personal
off with his head.
Mm-hmm. When your personal rights are superseded by entertainment and convenience, then you really have to double check your priorities, because you know in the heat of the moment, you know, you're excited to get your entertainment things fulfilled, your entertainment wants fulfilled, but in the long run, you just gave up a whole lot of your rights, and it's your fault. Because there is this huge waiver form that you just skim through. It's too long. The legalese is going to frustrate you. You don't even understand half of the things, more than half of the things that it's saying. And you just scroll to the bottom and click accept or I agree. And then you have signed away legally a lot of any grievances that you'll have on the back end. And it is your fault. It really is your fault.
Can you hear me, Ronnie? Can you guys hear me? Okay. You guys go ahead and continue to talk. I'm pulling a story off the wire. Go.
Okay. Let me disagree with you in part. The people, for example, who are on Facebook or prior to Facebook, the precursor was MySpace. They did so in order to just be entertained and to share their messages with people that they knew and to meet new people. They didn't know that information was going to be collected by the government. They just thought it was going to be collected for the use of third-party advertisements, and they said, okay, what's the harm in that? But that's
I agree. But I should clarify and say that I'm speaking on the, 9 million-pound gorilla that stands now, today. It did start, one way, but what it is today – definitely, and we continue to perpetuate it, even though we know we're giving up certain, privacy.
I don't think we even have a choice anymore nowadays. To this point, I believe that yes, you do have a choice as to whether or not you want to play their reindeer games. But I believe that where they're doing and where they're heading it now, that they've got a foothold on it, is that they are using it to their advantage to prevent us from being able to say, I don't want to play anymore. I mean, I know people who are smart enough to go and get a burner phone. You know what I'm saying? They'll get a phone that doesn't have any of this other fancy stuff if they can still find them, and they will use that phone to do everything that they have to do, and it has nothing to do with the internet, which I think is wise. But some people have had phones for a very long time that are like that, and now they don't even work anymore. They may have had their phone number on that phone for ages, but that number doesn't even work anymore because they want to get into you and they want to hold on to you and they don't want you to let go. Being unplugged from this system is something that I think a lot of people really want to do but don't know how to do it. They don't know how. And I think now it appears like it's too late, but like you just said, caller 323, it may not be. How is it not too late? Tell us that.
Well, that's a very good question, how it's not too late. Well, the reindeer games are going to eventually turn into the Hunger Games. Now, I've heard people say, well, all you got to do is say no. Those people that always say, all you got to do is just perform noncompliance and say no, I always say to them, well, I'll tell you what, you bring your body over there to where the protesters are, and when the cops start knocking the shit out of you, you tell me about it then. Okay? So it's very nice for the keyboard warriors to say, don't comply. And of course we shouldn't comply. But, If you're not wearing a hazmat suit or a football helmet, that's, you know, that's not exactly easy to do, is it? So, you know. I don't want to get unplugged. What I want to do is get rid of the crooks in Congress, and that's an even harder task. Yeah. I don't mind. See, my phone, the number that you have now, that's a phony number because I get trolled from sometimes, well, every once in a while, from talk show hosts, or I don't want to have to deal with people on the Internet. So that's a phony number, which you're reading right now. That's one way to stay anonymous. I also knew from years ago, and this was in the New York Times, they said that the NSA never stopped spying on Americans. So I knew that at that particular time, yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but they used, the government served warrants on the Ma Bells in order to get their customer base so that they could find out what phone calls that these particular people were making. So I figured if they could do that to AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, et cetera, they eventually would get around to, at that time it was called, what was it, Social Media Web 2.0. I got on Facebook for about 5 minutes, got off, never gave them my personal information. And they're still tracking me to this day. Okay? But we have to get rid of the crooks in Congress. Everything that we're doing now, the standard of living, the electronic conveniences, cell phones, et cetera, all of that is good. But in the hands of the crooks in Congress, it is extremely dangerous. Have you guys, and I'll wrap this up in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I told you I had a lot to say.
I'm glad you're here. You got, go right ahead.
Thanks. Have you heard about the documents that were released from the FDA with regards to the vaccines?
Which ones specifically? The ones that showed that the numbers that they were giving were incorrect all along?
Not only that, there were, I forget the, I don't know if the number could be a misprint. I don't know if the number is 1,200 or 12,000. But in the first 500 pages, the FDA admitted there were, let's say, just 1,200 deaths related to the vaccine.
I did see that.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, it could be 12,000. Some people estimate it could be over 40,000 deaths. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some studies that were made, but these are official papers from Pfizer, which the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, forced them to reveal in court. The FDA and CDC and Pfizer were in collusion with each other to keep this information secret from the public. And what are they doing? They're telling us, take the vaccine, it's safe. Oh, wait a minute. You got to take a booster. Now you have to take another booster. Watch out for the Delta variant. Here comes Omicron. You know, they're killing you, and people is going, I don't believe it. Well, I believe it.
I believe it, too. And to your point, I think that they're going to continue with different strains because they move by fear. They've done a fear campaign over the past 2 years about this topic. Fear every single day. Every time people turn on their TV, they're motivated by fear. Every time they listen to the radio driving to the corner store, they're hearing fear. They're going to the market. They're going out with their spouse. They're hearing nothing but fear if you sign into it. And I believe that's the fear tactics that's being used to push people to take something that has not, I repeat, not been FDA approved. It has not been FDA approved. It is not. And in tandem with not being FDA approved, we have, even though we know we're dealing with people who are hanging out that don't belong in our government, we have laws on the books with regards to tests and inoculations being given under duress, inoculations being, I mean, we've got all kinds of precedents that's been set. I mean, you got the Nuremberg, we got, there are so many different things that show that if you just give people the information. I have given out so much information that a couple of months ago, I just stopped. I just shut up and I just stopped. In the forum that I'm in now, obviously, this is what I do. But as far as giving it to family members, man, I have at least two people who are still standing that have my same blood, family blood rolling through them. Everybody Everybody else has gotten it. I ain't got no more to say.
And I ain't your family blood, and I know that because daggone.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
well, yeah.
He's seen you something.
Yeah.
See,
you're giving me information. But you know what? I'm going to say something. And the gentleman 323-763, I want to ask.
Oh,
yep. Hold on just 1 second, Mr. Bernard. I want to ask 323 or make a comment or finish the conversation with him. Here is the deal. Hands down, we are the most intelligent generation. Hands down. Hands down, we have been the most intelligent generation. But with I'm 60s, you know, I'm an older chick. But saying that.
All right.
Yeah.
I would say prior to that. I would say prior to the baby boomers, the World War II generation was probably smarter than we were. Because I'm a baby boomer too.
And so for me now, when I look at everything and the way that it's headed right now and the way that it's going right now, I think I came to the conclusion that those of us of our generation, we have got to know what we know now and protect only those and work with only those who think like we and have the same mindset. This is the first time that I have ever come to the mindset of, if you're not of like mind with me, I can't kick it with you. I was reaching out to everybody, wanting everybody to get information and news. But now, and in a minute, we're going to all have to be quiet. We're not going to be able to say anything because they already know who we are that disagree, that have a dissenting view. They already know. But in a second, people are going to be so clogged up and filled with all of this stuff that they're putting in their bodies that I believe that they will be the major tattletales of the 1984 book written by Orwell. What say you, kind sir?
I'll say something if you want me to say something.
No, I'm talking to Mr. 323 right this second, and then I'm going to ask you the same.
Okay.
Well, I don't mind hearing from him first unless you want me to go first.
No, go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Bernard. Go ahead then in that case. Go ahead, Bernard.
Funny, your brother might be on the line listening. Me and him just had this conversation the other day, and we talked about baby boomers. We talked about how some of, not all of you, not you on the phone, but as far as other people, too much into self-aggrandizing, too much into this party culture and all this stuff about, this is how it was back then and how great it was. Well, I don't know. I want to tell you, was it great or were you living in illusion all the time? I think you were living in some of people, because if you can't talk to people who you've been knowing for a while and say, hey, man, you trust me on everything else. Why don't you trust me on this? I got the information right here. Oh, well, that's not what Anthony Fauci said. Well, hold on, man. I've been knowing you for a long time, so why you got to listen to him? Why can't you listen to me? Well, you know, this is what the CDC said. God damn the damn CDC. Don't you know the CDC also funded all these other operations and CDC and all that? And you old enough, and I'm in my 30s, and daggone, I'm talking to you, and you like a brick wall as a damn, what in hell, you know? You're a brick wall as a damn 80-year-old man. You can't believe me. I'm trying to save your life, but daggone, I can't give you the bread of life. So it might be best if I just let you go head on to the dark side, you know?
And that's exactly the way that I see it. I don't have the time anymore.
Let you go to the dark side. I'm not going to let you go to the dark side without a fight, but if I send you this, and you don't read it, and you don't give me a response back in 5 days, I know you ain't looking at it. Daggone, I spent a whole lot of stuff. So, I had another friend. I think he died this week. But then I had a problem with that because, you know, I've known the guy. He always looked out for me. And it's not him, but his daughter. You know, she works on a radio station or whatever. And, she works on a radio station. And her daughter, they were doing advertisement for it. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, now, what the hell? This got to be like some Nazi Germany type shit, leading people to the goddamn, you know.
Put your mouth up to the phone just a little more, Bernard, because we're missing your words. Just get your mouth to the phone?
Yeah, I said that it's almost like taking the sheep to the hen house, to the wool house, and letting the sheep get killed in the bin. Mm. That's what they're doing. As a matter of fact, Henry Kissinger said, the herd. That's what Henry Kissinger said. You have to send out the herd. Well, who are the herd? The herd is us. God damn it. That's what they're talking about. But we don't understand that because we're too stuck on. We want to see Serena Williams sit there and talk. Why I need to listen to Serena Williams, a tennis player, tell me about a damn shot. Man, what's going on with this thing? I mean, you go ahead, brother. I just was bringing up some points.
Well, I appreciate your points, and they're very well, they're valid, and they're very well made, especially coming from someone in a different generation, which is something that is rare. That's something that brings all of us together here, is that intelligence doesn't have to have an age category. I would say not even intelligence, but some good old common sense. 323, what were you going to add? And then we'll take 216 after 323.
Well, I can always wait for 216 too, because I get kind
okay.
of long. I get kind of long winded when I,
it's okay.
when I feel like
it's expressing
okay. myself.
216-780. Hey, it's good to see you today.
Hey, Felicia, how are you?
I'm
One of your
well,
biggest
Victor.
Fans.
How are you?
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Wow, this topic y'all talking is deep. I mean, it's sad in the sense that, as the gentleman was saying earlier, that we've gotten to the point where if people are not willing to at least look at another form of information, then you're almost going to have to leave folks behind. You're going to have to, you know, pretty much move on beyond these folks because they only know what they know. And sometimes it's like they're not willing to know anything other than what they already know. And it's disheartening to me because as we look at this scamdemic, as I call it, we see it, other doctors, and I say this all the time, and you've probably heard me say this on Bishop's show, on the judge's show, that there are other doctors who have mastered their profession, very good at what they do, study, research, understanding the science of all of these things, yet these doctors are being silenced. So it basically tells me that they are taking away our ability to have a second opinion on anything. I think this is the start of taking away our second opinion. But you were also speaking about the children and how they were wards of the state. See, this isn't new. Fauci did this stuff to orphan children back in the 90s, I believe it was, 80s or 90s. So this stuff isn't new with the forced vaccination and giving these children these shots without parental consent because they gave the child a slice of pizza at work. I mean, at school or something like that. And it's really sad that so many of our people continuously walk comatose every single day thinking that the only way out of this thing is to get a shot. And it just isn't. And it goes to show that melanated people across the diaspora, you were talking about the Sudan, you know, they just can't leave us alone. And it seems like they just won't leave us alone because they have to use us as their guinea pigs to get their agenda off. And I think it's sad that so many refuse to at least look at another point of view of this.
I am here, but I was pulling more information to bring to you guys. I agree. And as far as the melanin is concerned, it is and I shouldn't say known fact, because one thing that I will tell you is that over the last 24 months, what I thought was known is just considered quasi or conspiracy theory. Even if you bring the documentation, even if you cite the actual company's website about what the manufacturer says,
absolutely.
It is considered
it still is.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, it's still relegated to conspiracy.
Okay, still relegated to that. So where melanin is concerned, do you know that what makes the melanin is really well sought after right now? Now, there are several other arenas that I'm speaking of. but things that are inside of a child's body that everybody else has, but it's more elevated as a child. There are several things that I will not give names to here on this particular, you know, in this forum, but what I will say is that people as a product or a merchandise, no matter what the ethnicity is up for the highest bidder. You have the Falun Gong who have had their, you know, internal parts ripped out while alive, wide awake, okay, without any medication. And this is something that has been going on for a long time. You've got the children who are being, you know, abused for specific things in their body. You've got the people who are, you know, thinking that, well, you know what, I'm going to have as much sex as I want to have, and if I decide that I don't, women, if I decide that I don't want to have the child, well, as a form of, you know, birth control, instead of me being an adult who is wise with my body, if I'm going to lay down with somebody, I'm not going to go on ahead and use any precautions, not even to the pull-out method. I am going to rather go out and give my child on a table, half alive, half dead, whatever. I'm going to let them snatch that baby out, and that's going to be in it. 2 weeks later, I'm going to be right back to sports sexing like I was before. And that's the mindset of people. It's based on convenience and ignorance. And you're not going to tell these same people, my goodness, I just got a news feed. You probably got the same one, Bernard. A fetus found in a woman's liver. So you're not going to tell these same people, and I could figure out how that happened.
I can too.
You are not going to figure that these same people who are so reckless in their mind that just got this job down here to Bloomingdale's or Macy's or wherever, making XYZ an hour, are going to have any mental fortitude to listen to anything you say to them or send to them. I've had people listen to me intently on the phone. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. A couple of people come to mind and immediately turn right around and 2 months later sit there on Instagram showing their right arm, and then a month later they're shutting down their business because they can no longer hold their utensils they work with. The same exact people having what the doctors originally thought was a seizure. Then they come to find, well, it was a stroke. No, it's not a stroke, it's a seizure. Well, no, it's not a seizure. She's having the remnants of that trash that you put in her. She's having complications specifically because of the fact that she took that thing. But, you know, she was warned. I warned this woman back in October of last year not to do it. Oh no, I'm not doing it. I made my rounds on purpose.
Can I
emailed
say something?
Yes.
I'm sorry. But I mean, it's
no,
the
I'm
same
just saying
tactic.
I emailed, gave them information. It's the safety guard that they don't use. Now they're sitting back to, you know, you were right. Don't even call me cuz I think you wired up now. Now you got all of that MR stuff in your body. You could be a walking microphone. I ain't got nothing to say to you, sis. Go ahead.
But it's the same. It's the same tactic. It's the same tactic, and we get duped by it time and time again. I mean, it's actually amazing. Like we actually need to wake up and snap out of it. I was not checking for Colt 45 until Billy D. Williams told me to go get one.
Absolutely.
I never liked the taste.
But you feel what he's, you see where he's coming from. What he's saying is a propaganda.
Okay.
What
Rachel, as soon as Billy
Rachel
D
said,
said it, hey, I'm going to go get one.
I finally
now
got
all of a sudden
it.
I like,
you finally
now
got
all of a sudden
Rachel.
I like malt liquor. Now all of a sudden malt liquor is an acquired taste. This is strange.
Let me ask you a question. If they had let you see the picture of Bert, Bert's father, what is his name? The little guy, the fat kid, the little boy with the fat father, Bart Simpson. If you had seen Bart Simpson's daddy as the billboard of the poster boy, would you have drunk it?
Absolutely not. You throw Billy D up there. It's a whole generation of people that are still to this day stuck on malt liquor.
Yeah.
This is a tried and true.
Put in the black neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, that's the power.
So they let you know they were doing something.
That's right. 323. Power of advertising.
They, They knew that's what we drank. I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying I never tried it. I never did
like the taste
of malt liquor. It had a horrible taste. I'm sorry, brother, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Please do. I was just speaking to the tactics being used, the tried and true tactics being used.
Well, folks, we are at the 23-minute and 42-second mark of this particular show today. We've got 23 minutes left to go. And I want to tell you guys, this has been awesome. I want to shut up right now and give you guys the opportunity to say what you want to say. Yes.
Hey, as far as what was those folks in Africa?
Yes.
And where was that? The Sudan, you said?
That is in
the,
Sudan. It's in Sudan.
Okay.
It's in the southern portion, and it is also the portion that was hardest hit by the floods that they have. And so here's the way I see these stories. You want to know how my brain works. And I'm sure Rachel, as well as, you know, my brother, will all tell you the same thing. This is how I work. This is how my mind functions. If I see a story like that, I'm looking for what you're not saying. And what I'm hearing is you're telling me that 89 people died in Sudan, and you're telling me that these 89 people died of a mysterious illness. But at the same time, you are telling me that there are 700,000 people who have been affected by the most recent flood. So now my mind is going to, well, thinking about what are some of the common diseases that somebody could get from a flood, especially considering that the water's not running. And, of course, they probably were already depleted with toilets and stuff like that at that time anyway. They were possibly depleted by all of that. So my mind is thinking of cholera. My mind is thinking of all these other different types of diseases that would come in that setting. And now I'm also listening to the fact that you just told me that Africa is the country that's responsible, continent that is responsible for Omicron. But you're telling me that you guys just discovered this. But I can go way back to July and see that it was discovered then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't tell anybody this, even if you whip out the document and show them.
I read a report from August.
You see what I'm saying? August.
I read a report from August.
Yeah, but I have it for July. So there's no way that you're going to be able to convince anybody of anything, because these folks are, you cannot teach them. They are an unteachable people. They are an unruly people. But for us, to hear that now you're telling me 89 people died of a mysterious illness in the Sudan, the same place that had flooding, the same place who just had the ousting of their leader by the military, possibly in the United States or whomever else. You know, all the stuff that they tell us is for a purpose. You tell me that it's one thing, then I see your hands all over it. When the United States government tells me anything, I see their hands. You can't tell me anything.
Didn't Gates restart polio through his jabs in 2020 over there too?
Yeah, because they already kicked them out of India.
Yeah, they keep going after them.
Yeah, and then they got people in India who's paid by the money, and now they got some pockets that he's still able to slip in and out of. See, that's what people don't know. There are pockets of India that this cat still slips in and out of in one way or another. Now, mind you, that the exact same pass that they have in India that puts all of your paycheck, that puts all of your medical, your identification, everything on that one card. I forgot the story that we covered a couple of months back, but it was that one card. Yeah. They did the same thing there with a Visa card on the continent of Africa. Now, what them folks need with that? But it was his card working along in tandem with a MasterCard. It was MasterCard, and it was him with the medical stuff and all the money and everything, just all one card. They use that continent over and over and over again. First of all, they've got a complicit set of people because they're all there subject to the government, and then the government is filthy. A lot of them are really bad. However, there were a lot of men who lost their lives over this last year. Yes, they did, but standing up for their country, saying, we don't want these shots. We are fine. We ain't
not
had no incidents. Okay, well, yes, we haven't had any incidents of this stuff that y'all talking. Y'all keep that over there in the West, because we already know the same games y'all was not inviting us to before, because we wanted to deal with y'all and go. is the same games we already privy to, so we know what y'all up to. And what happened to them? Off with their head. They're out of here. You don't see them anymore. They replaced the last cat that they removed with his female counterpart as the vice president. She now replaced him. Now they're getting those things in the arms left and right. Why? Because it's for your protection. No, it's because you are going to now be an antenna walking around the street. And ain't none of your friends going to be even able to say hello without somebody thousands of miles away hearing it. That's my idea. That's what I see. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Because anytime you got a computer or a chip or anything, those things can be turned on and turned off.
Well, that's relegated to the realm of conspiracy.
Well, I may be one of the biggest ones, but I tell you, there's not many that I've said in the past that have not come to fruition, that have not come to pass. There's not many things
exactly.
that I've said. You see, there's not many things that I've said that have not come to pass, because as Yah gives me utterance to say it, I'm going to say it. If he tells me not to say it, I don't say it. But I tell you one thing, I guarantee you that passage in the Bible that says, and they were all in one mind. They all had one mind. How can you have one mind with millions upon millions of strangers? The only way is to have one thing in common. And baby, it's that
the
thing.
Borg.
It's that Borg. It's that Borg.
The Borg. Yeah.
It's the
clone.
Well, 323, what
I like
say you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Borg. Yeah, the One Hive. When you say the One Hive and the Borg, I'm thinking of what was her name? Something of Seven. What was the character?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Oh,
what,
yes,
I can't
yes.
remember it either. But I know what you mean.
On her name was something.
On Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're mm-hmm. talking about the nanoparticles that. May be injected into our arms. Right now, according to one particular scientist, his name is Fleming. He can't detect these nanoparticles, but he has done an experiment, which he did share with us. And the experiment was, he took a petri dish and he put some blood in there, and he managed to get a vial from one of the pharmacies of the vaccine. So he took that particular vaccine and he dropped a few drops into the petri dish where the blood was. Within a few minutes, all of the blood turned brown and died.
Yep.
So, yep. So right then and there, that shows that, okay, this is kind of dangerous. Now, even if you take bleach and you put it into that petri dish, it wouldn't cause the same kind of damage that the vaccines did. So, I will tell people these vaccines are dangerous, but I do have to say that, yes, when I have talked to people, I did not show them anything because most of the time it was over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I don't expect those people to believe me. But when people hang up on me, like, for example, other Block Talk shows, and you try to tell them about the vaccine, about the government, and they hang up on you. Then I say to them, I hope one day you try to get onto my lifeboat, because I will step on your hands to make sure you drown in a sea full of sharks. Because, you know, if you're going to be that rude, that stupid, and as you said, unruly, then I had no pity for you.
Incorrigible.
You know?
And we
can't
I mean,
say incorrigible.
We can't assume
Absolutely.
That everybody's getting injected with the same...
They're not.
Material.
They're not.
There may be different experiments going on with different
there are. And there's different
mixtures.
Phases of the experiment.
Yeah.
You know, I think they are.
Some placebos too, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Some
was just the placebos.
Yeah, that's what it's purported to be. And
that's right.
Probably the reason for that is that they didn't want to kill off everybody all at once. Because if they did, then a lot of people would say, even the most liberal would say, you know, something is amiss here. I think I should go out
exactly.
in the street with a shotgun, you know, go to the Capitol and blow the brains out. So maybe they didn't want to do that. So then they do it incrementally again. They tell you, don't take the vaccine, then take the vaccine. Look, there's deaths. There's not that many deaths, but you got to need a booster. They're going back and forth like they do in 1984. I don't know if you guys remember the passage in 1984 where a government speaker over the PA, he says, we're at war with Oceania. We're at war with Oceania. And then he pauses He probably got a news feed from CNN. And now all of a sudden he's saying, Oceania is our best friend. Oceania is our best friend. And and that was done to make the point that you can transform the minds of people in a second if you do it the right way. MK Ultra, you know, advertisements, psychology. Yeah. You know, but the only thing I will say now to people is that, look, do you realize the fact that the FDA, CDC, and the by FOIA document came from Pfizer admitting from the perpetrators, the smoking gun, they knew of more deaths than you even or want to acknowledge, and they covered it up. And if they still say, no, that's not possible, I'm still going to take the vaccine, then I'm thinking to myself, well, I might even tell some people, I hope you grab for my lifeboat. Please, just grab for my lifeboat.
Now they're
but
asking
you know
for 75 years.
Felicia, can I say this?
Yeah, but hold on. Let me just add this little counsel to his statement, Victor. Now they're asking for 75 years to allow the release of the FOIA request to be manifested to the people. Half of them, if not all, every single one of them will be gone. They'll be a memory.
They were asking for 55 like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but
now
they upped it to 75.
Now 75,
go ahead, Victor. Yeah, 75. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's just amazing the amount of fear that they were able to instill in so many people. I got family members that just terrified to death. And I'm saying this virus is curable with vitamin C, B3, zinc, quercetin, elderberry, all kind of stuff out there that can help you recover right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no reason to be in fear like that. But it's just amazing the fear that people have.
Well, I think it's because the fear came out of the box that they trust, and that's the television. You see, the television is what they use to wipe out one old washing powder for the new washing powder, and the television is what they use that tells you that that tickle up under your tongue is actually the coolata caries. And so you want to take the medicine against the coolata caries, then the television tells you to get this. That's going to help you with that tickling tongue. Now you've also got the television, which is the thing that they trust. It tells you about all the new products and services that are out there. What can you use for your child? Do you have a child that has this? Have you suffered from this or that? Well, try this. So the television and the media has been something that people forever have always tried to use and base their life on. This is what they say. They say, who is they? The same they that we're telling them and that we all collectively thought we were talking about is now the they that they trust. That is the irony. You can tell people about all the different tests and all the different things that they've run from the Henrietta Lacks story all the way up to the Tuskegee Airmen. You can tell people about the stuff that they did in the concentration camps with fluoride, and now we're putting it in toothpaste. You can tell people about anything and everything that you want to tell them about. And because they trust any form of media, whether it be print, whether it be news, whether it be television, television, every single one of these things that you may bring to them will get trumped, because that TV and that form of media that they trust will trump your truth. It will trump your truth. And there's no way that you're going to be able to go to them and bring them any information. Why? Because they believe Don Lemon. They believe Don Lemon when Don Lemon speaks. When the other cat, Anderson Cooper, speaks, they believe him. Never mind the fact that he's from the Vanderbilts. Never mind the fact that he's one of the richest cats out there.
Don Lemon.
You see? Never mind that Anderson Cooper is Gloria Vanderbilt's son and of the Vanderbilt, the House of Vanderbilt. Never mind that. Oh, he wouldn't lie. Why would he want some underlings to die? So the mindset of the people, or the hive mind, as the 323 said, that is part and parcel of the issue. And yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, now it is coming down to the time where I believe they're going to be all wired up. They're all going to be able to be a big, gigantic, walking microphone, just like our telephones turn on when we don't want them to, and all of a sudden they're asking us, I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
And you're like, whoa, I wasn't even talking to you. I don't see that telephone number. Please add the number and then ask again. You've got the phone sitting up talking to you. So that's how these people are going to be hooked up. And you know what's going to come to mind every time I think of that? And that is the whole song that they used to sing in the movie 1984. I sold you and you sold me.
Just think about Alexia, all the people that got Alexia in Siri in their home. I mean, that's crazy.
You got to be stupid not to be able to wake yourself up.
Smart TV. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying you got to be stupid not to be able to wake yourself up, or your body needed the rest. It's one of the two. I don't need Alexa to write down my grocery list. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm either a donor or, you know, I'm challenged.
That's amazing.
You know, so I've got to have you write down my grocery list, and I'm going to buy this thing. So I'm going to buy you something I got to put batteries in or plug into the wall. I'm going to buy you to tell me how to get up. You see, that's the difference between the 60s people. That's
or
between
listen to
us.
My conversation.
And that's what I'm saying. While you're in the middle of a conversation, you will find your phone will turn on. If you got a Google or any other phone, all you got to do is say one trigger word. But the thing is, you don't know what the trigger word is. They know what the trigger word is. And then all of a sudden, you'll hear it at one point when you start saying something. Maybe it's a colloquialism. It'll stop and tell in itself, I'm sorry, I don't understand. You're like, because I wasn't talking to you, yo. We're coming down to 7 minutes and 51 seconds of this show for the Friday Roundup with Felicia Lockhart of the Lockhart Perspective, which is me. I'm so glad that each and every one of you guys are here today. We're going to go down the line and find out if there's anybody else who wants to add a comment to the show before we pull out. And I'm going to start with 323. What would you like to add to this?
Well, the only final point would be if I'm going to talk to people and if I'm going to say to them, listen, the smoking gun is in the hands of us now. We have now found that through FOIA documents in court that the CDC, the FDA, and Dr. Fucky, not Fauci, they colluded in order to make sure that nobody would find out about the adverse effects. I know, a nice colloquialism, a nice euphemism for deaths caused on purpose. And if you can't see it, then how can I help you? You know, it's done in court. Court. These are the documents done by the people who committed the crime. These aren't speculative statements done by people wearing tinfoil hats like the one I wear. This
or
is
the one I wear. I got a
tinfoil
hat. Mine is a fedora. Go ahead.
Mine's bigger than yours. You want to start a competition over tinfoil hats? So that's all I got to say. And if they don't take that, then what can I say?
What can you say?
Goodbye.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's absolutely right, folks. I mean, what he's saying is absolutely right. If you can't take it out of the horse's mouth, then you are the horse's rear. If you can't see what the horse is saying and you read the document right there in the court and you don't see that and you don't understand that there are some crimes against humanity and that some people need to just get a rope. That's all I know. Just get a rope. That's all I'm going to say. Just go get a rope. So somebody needs to have a rope. We really need a rope. These are high crimes, misdemeanors, trials.
Mm-hmm.
These are the worst crimes against humanity that they could have ever perpetrated. This is that. And if nothing else, they need to be collecting some men and some people to go get them somewhere, somehow. Run them out of here. I mean, aren't the British are coming? Yeah. Something. Somebody say something somewhere.
Storm the Bastille.
Yeah, well,
get that right.
It. You see? Yes, who was that saying something? Someone else, as well as 323 and I. We were chatting. Somebody else was saying something.
We've entered the realm of implied consent where we're just allowing them to do it. And because we've allowed them to initiate hands-on, we've given them jurisdiction. And the fact remains, as it stands right now, we have to read in between the lines. As it stands right now, they're not, technically they're not in the wrong. We've given them the torch.
and we're allowing them to keep it lit. And I say that because of this. Read in between the lines. The reason why they're not distributing what these vaccine side effects are, like my man, he said his you know, his longtime buddy was getting I forgot what he said, but he had some side effects, and he said it could be the forklift. You know, but or your friend, for example, you know, getting boiled.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now, though.
Oh no, I said that it was a friend of mine's buddy. It was a friend of mine's buddy. He had the side effects, and he watched the video. He said, "Man, I don't think they gave it. I think they gave me that. I think I got the blood clot from the shot."
Blood clot, exactly. So. But the reason they're not calling out, these side effects is because, like, think about why they're not calling out these side effects yet. It's obvious that they're still in clinical trial mode, and they're not ever going to call out these side effects until they publish it, until they put it in a journal somewhere, until it's published in a journal. But that's not going to happen until after all of these, you know, clinical trials are complete, and then they run the numbers collectively at the end. And right now we're guinea pigs, and we've given them the consent to we have to understand what's going
consent.
On. And
uninformed consent.
Uninformed consent.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this, at this point,
let me.
Okay, you guys. Yep. So you know what, Bernard, I'm going to start to bring some of you all down. Go ahead, 3-2-3, make out the final statement for today's show, and then we'll close it out. We have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Okay, thanks. Let me disagree with you. We don't have implied consent. It has to be, as the gentleman said, informed consent. These are against the Nuremberg codes. These are dangerous, poisonous chemicals that are being pumped into our body. Even if we did agree to have the vaccine, we did not know about the dangerous effects of the vaccine. Therefore, we did not consent to those dangerous effects. So, therefore, we do not have implied consent. Also, these mandates are not legal. They're not law. Judge Napolitano said that all these mandates are unconstitutional. It is not law. It's a mandate. A lot different. So, therefore, the government is perpetrating the same thing as the Nazis did back when Hitler was in power. So that's it for me.
Well, I want to say don't leave the line, folks. I'm going to make this last statement as we get ready to go out of here. Here is what I have to say. As it relates to what went on with Hitler in those days, as we use him as an example from time to time, we have to remember that there were a bevy of people who left that region and came to this country. Those people are still here. Some of them are dead. Some of them have used their children or maybe a mentee to give their tutelage to teach them exactly how to take over a country, how to take over the minds of people, how to push in the narrative that you want to push in to get out a specific result from the one you pushed it into. And I want to tell you that everything everyone is saying on this chat today is absolutely accurate in that we have an enemy, but the enemy came here from some time ago. The enemy came here, and the enemy will stay unless we, the people, take back our power and let them know we do not consent and you must go. The same way they ran a certain amount of people up out of Spain way, way, way long time ago, it's time for us to take them same cats and run them back out of here on a rail. I want to thank each and every one of you for being with me today, this Friday roundup. And next Friday, we're going to do the same. Next Friday is December 24th. And I do hope that everybody is able to share with us at that time. You guys take care. Remember what we always say, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. Here you go. Here you go, Joel.
If you're gonna do it.